It all started with a Facebook post and an all-staff email saying Screamtown now has a zero-tolerance policy with Somalis. The Halloween attraction not only received major backlash on social media, with people saying shame on you and calling the owner racist and Islamophobic, but member of the St. Cloud Somali community Anas Abdullahi had this to say after reading the post for himself.
A discrimination against a certain community based on some people's actions are really not, you know, the wise thing to do.
In fact, Somali student Ifra Hassan was planning on going to Screamtown with her friends.
I thought it was going to be a nice experience, but now seeing that post and seeing how the owner like feels about like my people from my community, I don't feel comfortable going. Like, I don't feel wanted.
In a Facebook post yesterday, Dunn gave a formal apology, saying they welcome all people to their event, and he apologized for any posts that were generalizing. Abdullahi says he shouldn't have made the generalization in the first place.
If you have a problem with a specific person, try to go after that person and try to solve it. But if you paint the brush on the entire community, then you're not solving the problem yourself and probably creating more problems.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Spencer Schott.